Today's psalm comes from Psalm 13. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death. And my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Here ends the reading. Well, my friends, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So today in our psalm series, we're talking about the practice of lament. And a lot of what I have learned about lament, I have learned from monks. When we lived in Iowa for seminary, one of my professors introduced us to monks that lived at New Mallory Abbey, which was just outside Dubuque. It was a monastery that was nestled among the cornfields. And 30 or so monks lived there, and they worked there, and they paused 7 times a day to sing and to pray. And they do so in this beautiful stone chapel with amazing acoustics, 7 times a day. They begin at 3:30 in the morning, and they end at 7:30 at night. And a few times per week, I really enjoyed sitting in one of the few pews that was open to the public there to participate in sung prayers. Now, mind you, I never joined them at 3:30, but I enjoyed joining them for the last one of the evening called Compline at 7:30. And I had always falsely assumed that these men wearing these habits and their sandals were running away from the world, that they were choosing to leave the stress of modern life for something much more simple. But one of the monks one day clarified for me that their vocation in life is to take seriously the call to pray to God. And not just personal prayer, but they pray on behalf of the world. They lift up to God the laments of the world. They live to God, those people, and they pray on behalf of those people who suffer injustice and brokenness, those who need healing and protection. They pray for the whole world. They take seriously lifting up those laments to God 7 times a day. And you see, lament is a major theme in the Psalms. Is included in today's reading, where the psalmist says, how long, O Lord? How long? In this psalm, the psalmist is lamenting God's seeming silence when they are facing an enemy that seems to be prevailing over them. And they even go as far as to say or to demand something from God. They say, answer me, O Lord, my God. Answer me. As I said last week, the Psalms are full of raw, honest human emotions about the human experience. Those who composed these Psalms, they give us a glimpse into their relationship with God. They pour their heart and soul out to God. They don't hold it back. They don't just spend, 20 minutes writing that email to their boss that they end up not sending and just putting in the draft folder, right? You know the email I'm talking about. No, these psalmists, they send that email to God. They click send. They lift up their frustration and their doubt and their exhaustion and desperation. They lift it to God. And they do so trusting that God hears them, even when God is silent. I believe that our Creator, who shaped and formed us in our mother's womb, who knows what is on our heart before we even say it, who perceives our innermost being, welcomes and urges us and invites us to express our laments and our grievances and our doubts. Being honest with God and with ourselves about our feelings and our experiences deepens our relationship with God. Lament is a spiritual discipline. It's one that's a gift. And it's different than simply complaining. You see, lament is acknowledging the swirling depth of brokenness and grief and injustice that exists in our world that is a part of our everyday life. It's acknowledging those things and then sitting with it and becoming acquainted with it and then putting it in God's hands. Our lament may include our deepest doubts and our frustrations. It may include choice words for God and the demand to act. But you see, the key difference is that lament is done in relationship of trust with God. A relationship of trust with God. It's as if to say, Lord, you've seen us through hard times of trial and temptation before, and we trust that you will do it again. And in the meantime, here's my honest feelings about it. I think we're a society that is largely uncomfortable with discomfort. We look for quick fixes at the expense of finding the source of those feelings. We are generally not very good at sitting with our discomfort or our discouragement, that's getting acquainted with our grief and our anger and then putting language to it. When I was in hospital chaplaincy training, I realized how uncomfortable it was sometimes to be present with people in their grief or in their anger or in their sadness. And part of my training was learning to resist steering the conversation to something happy because I was uncomfortable. And then staying in the moment. That was the lesson that I had to learn, was to stay in the moment with people, to be present. And so I learned to first recognize maybe the emotions that were popping up for me as someone was talking about how sad or angry they were or the laments that they had. I would recognize those feelings and then I would put them on this metaphorical shelf for me to deal with later in order for me to remain present with people. And even in our relationship with God, I think it's difficult sometimes for us to be honest. It's difficult to be honest with God. Because some of us were raised in a household that maybe just taught us to be thankful for what we had. Or others encouraged us to praise God through it all just to keep on trucking. Others taught us maybe how to downplay our feelings. So we are conditioned then sometimes to avoid our feelings. I think it's important to hear to note something about mental health. That it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to not be okay. And it's also okay to have a therapist and Jesus too. We need to normalize that in our society, right? There is a lot in this world to lament over, to grieve over, and to cause us to be angry. There is war and violence and sickness and poverty. There is injustice. The tone and tenor of our political discourse is a mess. There is greed and there is income inequality. There are a lot of things that you all can name. And you know what? Even Jesus lamented. Look at our gospel reading. Jesus is on the cross saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus lamented. And so when we lament to God, we are in good company. So my friends, how might you finish the psalmist's words? How long, O Lord? How long? How long will... how would you complete that question? All this is to say, my friends, that we have a God who invites us to be our full, authentic selves, laments and all. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." We have a God who is big enough to take on our griefs and our doubts and our anger and our longings and our questions and whatever else we can bring to God. God is big enough. We have Jesus who went to the cross and took the brokenness of the world with him. On the cross, the weariness of the world is laid upon his shoulders so that it could be transformed into hope and joy. So that death is not the final word, but life. We have a God who is trustworthy and whose grace and love abounds. So I learned that monks pray to God with boldness. They pray on behalf of the whole world. They trust God hears their prayers. They have learned to be honest with God, which leads to deeper relationship. I pray this is so for you and I. For God welcomes your laments. God longs to hear the longings of your heart. Because God's love, God's steadfast love, endures forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.